But on our phone lines right now, it is very much our pleasure to start the GBL season with the great Trey Chaney joining us now. He, Poot from The Wire, and the more we dig into his story, the more we find out. Trey, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great, man. What's up, man? I'm happy to be on here. That was a great introduction, too. I got the nice round of applause. I'm real happy, man.
The crowd is going nuts for you. There is no doubt about it.
Where are you? Where do you... you don't live in Baltimore, do you?
Nah, I'm actually in Washington, D.C. right now, and it's so funny because yesterday when I was talking to Bob, man, I said that I'll be like on the landline, but I happen to be filming today my new film, Dead Money, with a good buddy of mine, Clifton Powell.
Oh, yeah?
So we actually on a set right now, man, just kicking it, and I let everybody know I was going to be on the show, man, and, you know, just getting the people to tune in.
That's great. That is great. I hope we didn't halt production too badly, but
not at all.
We'll make it work out. It's great catching up with you. We've had a lot of your cohorts from The Wire on. We are pretty ridiculous about that show, and we were back when it wasn't even cool. Back in the early days. How'd you end up on The Wire?
Well, actually, man, a woman by the name of Linda Townsend, who was my management at the time, kind of like discovered me as an R&B and hip-hop dancer. That's how I started off in the entertainment business. And when I hooked up with her, like, make a long story short, she said, you know, since you're kind of like used to the stage, I'm going to start submitting you for TV and film roles. And the first role in 2001 that she ever submitted me for was The Wire. So she submitted my pictures to Pat Moran, who was the casting director in Baltimore City for The Wire. And, you know, I went in there. That was my first time auditioning for, like, a role. You know, I had to remember, like, a monologue. And I think it was Weebay's character who I was auditioning for.
Really?
But, yeah, it was Weebay. Hassan Johnson, who played Weebay, man. That's a good buddy of mine. But when I read for his character, they said that, you know, I was too short, of course. Because I'm only, like, 5'3", you know what I'm saying? So they was like David Simon and Ed Burns and the late Robert Coesbury, rest in peace, they actually came up with the character Poot. And that's how Poot was created, and they just pulled from different characters on, you know, from the streets of Baltimore, and that's how my character was created. And now, man, I'm sitting here talking to you guys. The rest is history.
It's pretty cool to see, because a lot of the characters on the show read for different characters. That's a really good read to see. Yes. Like you said, you read for Weebay, and Daniels read for someone else, and how all that meshed together. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, man, it's great, man. I mean, I just think, you know, definitely the writing and definitely the putting together the different characters that they had in mind, that's what kind of like just made the show so authentic and so real. I mean, people were really, I mean, they're still going crazy over it. I heard like it's a big thing in London now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm getting my passport together now as we speak, man. I'm going over there.
Well, you got Stringer and McNulty are from over there, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I want to go hang out with them. Hopefully, they're over there when I get there.
Although that isn't their real name, I suppose it's Idris Elba.
Idris Elba
and Dominic West, right?
Dominic West.
There you go. He was in the 300. So this is Trey Chaney with us, and we were getting ready to visit with you, and discovered on YouTube your dancing career. So you're 8 years old and you're dominating at the Apollo. Is that how old you are?
Says here you're four.
Oh, four?
Yeah, man. I actually started R&B and hip hop dancing at 4 years old. But it wasn't until I was eight when, you know, I was traveling back and forth from D.C. to New York City, and you know I happened to land Apollo, and it wasn't even Apollo for kids. Actually, I was competing with adults. You know, I was competing with people that was like 21 and up. And in that time, you know what I'm saying, being that young and being able to pick up on different, you know, artists and pick up on different dance routines, that was something amazing back then. But I won Apollo like 5 times in a row, you know, and from there, it's just entertainment, man, has always been something that I always wanted to be involved in. So I guess, you know, people can say that I started off at a very, very young age, you know, and it's proof, you know, it's on YouTube, it's all over the line, and I'm all over the web.
You got those sweet MC Hammer pants.
Yeah, you know, man, Hammer was in back then, man, with all the pants. You know, big shout outs to Hammer, man, for making that type of, you know, he created those pants, man, and I just ran with him at that young age.
That's pretty impressive to win the Apollo five times, because they're pretty brutal out there. They don't care, man.
Yeah,
I don't care if you're young.
But
or,
cute kid advantage.
I don't
though,
know,
that
man. They will boo anybody out there. So that's.
Yeah, but you know what? It was so funny, man, because they were brutal to kids too. I mean, they were. I mean, I guess I got fortunate enough to not, you know, get that type of response, because I was like, yo, I don't know what I'm going to do if somebody get to booing me. And plus, all my whole family was dead, too. I don't know, man, how that would have went. That could have turned out kind of bad.
All right, so this is Trey Chaney with us, the great Poot on the wire. And now, Poot, of course, if you follow the show, we're always friends with Bodie through all the seasons until Bodie's untimely demise. And I hope once again, every time we talk about the wire, I hate to spoil it for those who haven't figured it out yet, but, you know. Bodie left us a while back, so we can't keep it a secret forever. The question, though, I always have for you guys as you're going through that thread, and even just starting the show, I mean, you said it was kind of the first part that came your way. It's just, at that point, it was kind of off the radar, right? I mean, it started. Now it's more popular than it was when it was a show, I think, on some levels, at least early on, right?
Yeah, it's kind of that's kind of strange too, because I mean, you know, like stop being on there for all five seasons. Okay, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. But you know, starting off, none of us really thought that the show was probably going to be that large or that huge. But like you said, now with it being off, and I just wanted to clear up that it never got canceled. You know, the writers and the creative team, they just came to an agreement to go ahead and take it off. So that's still kind of like hitting around to if it will come back ever, because, you know, that'd probably be the biggest thing ever, man. But, you know, now it's huge, because I think what's happening is the true fans that were there from day one, and that's letting, you know, the people that may have never even heard of or seen The Wire, just because it was on HBO.
Yeah.
You know, some people might not have had HBO. But now, you know, with DirecTV, and then we had, we're in syndication on DirecTV 101 Network, and then we had that syndication run on BET, and now they're talking about other networks actually just embracing The Wire as a whole and picking it up, because they feel as though it's one of those shows that's already kind of like a part of history. So I think that's why now we're getting so much of the exposure. And it's like a whole nother audience. You know, people, I just ran into somebody the other day when I was at a book signing. I got a book out and I was doing a signing, and someone came up and was like, hey, I just watched first season. They don't even know what's going to happen second through five.
Nice.
So it was like, yo, this is crazy. It's like, it reinvented itself, and it continues to do that.
The only bad part about that, Trey, is The Wire was pretty much not in on awards at the time. That's what really blows my mind, is that a show that great kind of went through. Was it no Emmy nominations even? Or was, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, it was no, I think we just got a Peabody Award. That was it. And I mean, that was the only award that was actually won. And it was no Emmy nominations. But you know, with you even commenting on that being the situation, just think the whole world is saying that.
Yeah.
So I think that's kind of like the award for us. We were recognized not in that fashion, but we're recognized such as people such as yourself and different people around the country. That's just like, hey, regardless of what show or what TV series won that Emmy, The Wire was definitely the show in our eyes that won.
Yeah, like, I think even the way they intro it on Channel 101, because we're all rolling through the whole series again.
We're watching it again.
So weekly, right. We talk about it. But they introduce it as the critically acclaimed series, The Wire. You can't find any legitimate television critic who doesn't rate it as at least in the top three of shows all time on TV.
Yeah.
Never won. Seriously, Google it. You know, look up anyone. Everyone knows it was an important show. It was such a realistic show, and it might have been a tad ahead of its time almost for people to, you know, to be able to have TV like that, because of yeah. How network TV made us think of what TV should be like, I suppose.
Yeah, that's
true, man. What about you, who's been on the show? What would you rank as what do you think the best season was?
Oh, season one. I mean, season one was the season to me that that just grabbed the attention. And I think, you know, because, you know, with TV shows, man, when you start off, in order to get like a second season, that first season has to be something that the network even wants to put money into again. So, I mean, for me, it was season one, and then it was season, I would have to say three as well, man, when Snoop and Marla and all those people were introduced. Yeah. I mean, these are some Felicia, you know, Pearson, who plays Snoop. This was someone who was actually from Baltimore, you know, she never had like the acting experience, but when she got on The Wire, you know, they said Stephen King said that she was like the scariest villain on television. You know, to get a compliment like that from Stephen King. And then you had, you know, Jamie Hector, who played Marlo, who was introduced, and Slim Charles. When you think about some of the characters, man, it's just like, first season, third season to me, but I would have to say all five. I don't know. I was in it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But to get the type of, you know, because sometimes I go back and watch it. I usually wouldn't do stuff like that when it was on. Like, I remember telling a couple of my friends, I never really wanted to watch myself on television. But I just started kind of like getting into it as if coming from a consumer's point. Like, let me see what the world is really chanting about when I'm out in public and people are really raving, like, man, The Wire is the best show that ever hit television. If it wasn't for The Wire, I wouldn't have had HBO. And I mean, it's so many different like views on it, and it's been positive. You know, I haven't got a negative review about that show, man, since it's been on air.
Well, you're not going to get one today or yeah. with us either. So, all right. So this is Poot from The Wire, Trey Chaney. Theoretically, that's his name.
At Trey Chaney, T-R-A-Y, if you want to follow him on Twitter.
Now, would you guys, we've heard about this from other shows, would you show up at the weekly read, or however you get the script, and kind of flip through it and make sure you weren't dead?
You know, it was funny, man. Like, out of all the seasons, I think I showed up to maybe two table reads. And I guess they were doing that with certain characters. I'm not really sure how that was working, but usually I would just get my script in the mail and I would go over it, and if whoever was dying, we would all just call each other and be like, yo, yeah, I guess it's that time for you to go. And, you know, I mean, we all like jokingly just be like, man, David Simon, this guy is, he's a brilliant writer and he's a brilliant creator on what he wants to come up with. But the craziest thing was season four when, you know, Bodie was gunned down. Me and Bodie were actually sitting together at lunch with David Simon. I'll never forget it. And it was like we were working on that actual episode. And it was crazy because me and Bodie knew one of us was going to go. But we just didn't know which one.
Really?
So, yeah, we just didn't know. Because I always used to say, man, I know they going to take me out, man. In my character, the come-up of Poot was just like, I mean, he's girl crazy. I think girl's going to set him up. You know what I'm saying? Something like that. So it was, and then Bodie was like, no, it might be me, because he started really, like, going crazy on that fourth season when Marlo and them was committing all these murders, and it was kind of like they were killing people with no conscience, you know. So he felt like with his character going the way he was going, which was, you know, just bugging out and going crazy in the series, that he was going to go. And then when we got the script and when we played, it was just like, oh, okay.
Was he sad in real life?
No, you know what?
Because I was real sad watching it, dude. That was one of the saddest moments. That and who's the guy that got killed in season one?
Wallace.
Wallace, of course, was a horrible situation.
Thanks to Poot.
Yeah. Thank you, Poot.
What a jerk.
I know, right? That's crazy, man. And, you know, Michael Poot B. Jordan, you know, he's a real good guy, man. Who played Wallace. And, you know, that day, man, I'm so young. You know, I mean, when The Wire first started. I mean, because, like I said, we shot the first episode in 2001.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I mean,
how old were you?
I wasn't even 21 yet. I was going on 21.
Okay.
Like 19, 20 years old. And like, we didn't really know what we were a part of. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, cause I always like to go back to saying, because you know, when you're on a show such as The Wire and you're getting all like critically acclaimed, and, you know, people at the Emmys are like rooting for you, even though you didn't get nominated. It's like, we didn't have no idea. So, I mean, when that particular episode came up, we were just like, oh man, Wallace is going to die. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we kind of like grew up together. We grew to be like family. And that's one thing I can say about every last cast member. It was no attitudes on there. It was no egos.
Dude, it's just like real life on the corner from what I remember.
Yeah, man. I mean, these guys literally, like me and Bodie, Wallace, D'Angelo, all of us still talk. Like to this day.
You got Bodie in your cell phone.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
you got Bodie programmed in your phone. You could call him right now and patch him in if you wanted.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it wouldn't be a problem.
Is he still spitting between his front two teeth? That's what we need to know.
You know what's funny, though, man? Bodie's actually headed to Philly, and I'm actually headed to Philly after tonight because we're doing a celebrity weekend. Charlie Mack, who's a good friend of Will Smith's, is doing a celebrity weekend, and I'm in his new film called Streets. And Bodie's actually coming out there to support me on this movie premiere this weekend.
You're so, in like 10 films this year.
So yeah, slow down. Well, I think that's the question, Trey. Is the character Poot and the show The Wire, is that a blessing or a curse when you're trying to get jobs after that? Are you typecast or how's that roll?
Well, as of right now, man, it's not really some of my roles. Yeah, I'm typecast. Yeah, some of my stuff. They're just like, yo, we're going to hire Poot from The Wire because he played this bad guy on TV and we got a bad role for him. But at the end of the day, this is all I do for a living. So as soon as they show those numbers, man, on that check, I'm like,
that's a blessing.
Let's see what's going on, you know?
Do you get paid? Do you still get paid anything from like when they run it on 101 or?
Residuals? Yeah, man.
Like how much a year ballpark might you still get from The Wire?
Oh, man, I can't even get into that with you right now.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's great.
Okay.
It's great. I'm making a living off of it, and I'm
like
doing
still
a lot of...
Off DVDs and stuff. Like, still, I mean, Poot, it's not like you were McNulty as far as character, and there's a million characters on that show.
How dare you, Dan?
Well, I'm just saying, do you get, like, $10,000 a year?
It's Dan's birthday today, too. Why are you saying stuff like that, Dan?
Dan.
Birthday, no, to be honest with y'all, though, man, seriously, I mean, it's a decent amount of money that allowed me to fund my own movie that I got out now.
Man, I love the fact.
Like 50 grand a year? Just approximate. That's all I want to know. Approximately.
Yeah, probably way more than that, man. I'm doing
like 100 grand a year from just still The Wire for Poot.
I just love the fact
that's what I'm wondering.
Poot knows it's your birthday. That's awesome.
Well,
yeah, man. Thank much you very acknowledgement much. On your birthday. Much acknowledgement on your birthday.
I think yours is August 6th, right?
Nah, it's August 2nd, but my party is August 6th.
Oh, okay, yeah, so it was like the, hold on, I got this right here. I thought this sounded funny or interesting that you wouldn't be invited, Bob.
I think I am invited.
No, you will
Trey
be.
Trey and I are good friends.
It says August 6th at Trey Cheney's all black B-Day badge.
No, that's just the attire. Not everyone there is not going to be black.
Oh,
maybe Trey thinks.
Man, that's the attire, man. Everybody has to wear straight black, man, so it would be great.
Oh, because Bob had an all-white birthday badge, but it meant something.
Yeah, it didn't mean attire. It meant everyone there had to be white.
Oh, that's
so
just silly.
We didn't know.
That's just silly. All right.
Great.
The other question I did have about Poot was, it always seemed like he was dealing with some sort of transmittable disease on some level. Didn't it seem like he was
the girls, dude.
He was always trying to shake something, his character.
It's just part of the game, right?
Yeah.
You see what David Simon did to me, guys?
Yeah, has that followed you?
I gotta see, I guess he looked at me and said, hey, I'm going to go ahead and all through every season, I'm going to give this guy, like, a disease.
He's always going to be itching or something.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. And so many people come up to me and they be like, yo, you were the guy that was burning all the time.
Well, you know.
That's how they remember me on the show? God.
All right. It's at Trey Chaney on Twitter. And
Trey with an A.
Trey with an A. And you can also search him on YouTube to see his MC Hammer pants when he was 8. And he also has a book out. And what's the name of that? Yes. It's on Amazon, right?
Yes, man. The book is called The Truth You Can't Betray. And, you know, I self-published it. I wrote the book kind of like how I'm talking to you guys. It's basically about how I grew up out here in PG County in D.C., and my journey on getting on The Wire. But in between that, different trials and tribulations that I had to go through just, you know, being a young kid out here, man, trying to make it. And it's so crazy because the book, you know, when we put it out on Amazon, you know, the sales, they begin to just skyrocket. And I want to say it's definitely because of The Wire, but this book is really written from the heart. It wasn't like I was like, you know, I'm going to stop acting. I'm just become an author and write all these novels. I wrote this book, like I said, in a conversational way. So The Truth You Can't Betray right now, the same guy who just, you know, helped me produce my film Lorenzo and Monica, we're actually putting a script together out of the book now. And, you know, it's just been a blessing, man, to be able to go around and, I've been on a book tour for like the last year. I'm always getting calls from different cities to just come do signings and come, you know, connect with the people that really love The Wire. But now they're getting to see who Trey Chaney really is before he became Pooh. And it goes into, you know, first season of The Wire when I first got casted. It's just, to me, man, it's just like creative thinking and creative writing. And I really just wanted to, like, come across like that and get it out. And it's on Amazon.com.
All right.
And what I'm doing is anybody who purchases the book, whether it's from Amazon.com or if I'm ever in your city and you purchase it, my email address is, like, on the second page. So all they got to do is email me, and we're going to update them on when the casting call is for the actual movie out of the book next year. Because we're putting it together. It's all produced by myself,
nice,
along with Frank Jackson. And, I mean, this thing is huge, man. It's so, like, the movement that we have caused in D.C. has been, like, crazy.
Well, you need to...
Have you ever run into... I got this one last thing from me.
All right.
Have you ever run into, like, actual... What do you call them? Corner guys or, you know what I mean? People who really... Slung drugs on the corner, and then did they tell you whether that's your depiction was realistic or whatnot?
Oh, all the time, man. I mean, you know, you could kind of like tell the cats who don't work a 9-to-5 job and they have like big houses and big cars, and you're like, where are you getting all this money from? You're not an actor or something. But I mean, these type of guys are like, look, man, I really was in those streets. I really related to, you know, you and Bodie's character and the String of Bells. I mean, it.
Do they ever, like, they ever slip you some WMDs or something?
Yellow tops.
Nah, not at all, man.
Whatever.
Not at all, man. I mean, it's crazy because, you know, The Wire is just one of those shows where all different types of people, you're going to get different people to come up to you. Like, I mean, you're going to get the street people that's really doing this in real life, and you're going to get politicians.
Obama. Obama's favorite show of all time.
Yeah.
Did you vote for him?
Did I vote for him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I voted for him.
Yeah,
all right, Trey. Well, listen, great to meet you. One last thing. We just need a liner so we can play it forever on the show, and we can put your liner next to Stringer's and Bodie's and Snoop's and Omar, who we've also had on. We finally got Poot. This is great. All right, so we just need you to identify yourself. Maybe even throw in your character name and say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket. Could you do that?
Okay, I'm about to do it right now.
Awesome.
Y'all ready?
Ready.
Yo, what's up, man? This is your boy Trey Chaney, better known as Poop from the hit series The Wire, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on the Ticket. Never.
Well done.
Poot.
Well done.
Poot survived all five seasons. We need you here, man.
You made it, Poot.
You made it.
If you get to Texas, we need to know about it. We need you up here in studio.
Oh, yeah, no doubt, man. I love Dallas, man. Dallas is crazy. I came up there for Super Bowl. It was the wildest my life began to become wild after I left.
All right, man.
For real. Oh, and another thing, y'all, before I leave,
what?
Everybody, please email me, too. I got a personal email that's in my book, TreyChaney@yahoo.com. Y'all
wow.
have the correct spelling. Y'all call me. Try to, if y'all want an autograph copy, email me for the book, but it's on Amazon, The Truth You Can't Betray.
What a man of the people.
Monica.
That's awesome.
Yeah, man. I'm about the people, man, because the people, that's why I'm on the show today. So,
That is great. We would love to talk with you again sometime, Trey.
Let's do it.
Later on, brother.
All right.
All right, there he goes. Trey Chaney, The Wire's Poot. And you can put that on the board for the Guest Booking League.
It you won again, Bob.
440. 440.
Well, I thought he was going to give out his cell phone number.
Very accessible young man.
They come see me at the house, man. Yeah.